Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we took a break from it yesterday because it was Kids Day. But we're back at it again with the money for you.
Yes, we are.
We have three names right here. The first one to call us back will get to play Beat the Bank, and hopefully you'll win up to $1,000.
All right.
Jenna, will you do the honors of announcing the names, please?
I would love to. The three names for right now are Yvette Rodriguez, Danielle Hunt, Corey Evenson. Corey Evenson, Danielle Hunt, Yvette Rodriguez. You have 10 minutes to call. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. First one in gets to play.
Yeah.
Chance at $1,000.
And don't worry if we didn't call your name or if you haven't signed up at KidNation.com. First of all, go sign up. It's really easy, and right, you only have to do it once. But if they don't call back within 10 minutes, we'll open it up. Anybody could call at that point.
Yep.
Celebrating Emma Kelly's birthday today. Remember this song?
Yeah. Kid wrote it. For this
blessing to rise. Josh Hoag right there. And now that you're together. Where has Josh Hoag gone?
Whatever happened to?
She's ready for this journey. Do you remember the lyrics, Kelly?
And of course. With all the bumps
along the way. We all know the chorus.
It's Emma Kelly.
What it all means, she's still learning. Wasn't even born yet.
That's right.
There you go, Kelly.
Open your eyes, Emma Kelly. Open up and see your biggest face.
She's 10 years old today.
Isn't that pretty?
You guys doing something fun today?
Going to the fair.
Going to the fair? That's going to be fun.
Her and me and her, she and I. If you want me to be proper.
You gonna go on the rides with her?
Yeah, I have to because it's just she and I.
even the spinny ones.
Yeah, what does she like? Does she like scary ones?
She likes she likes to get. I won't probably do the roller coasters, but we do that big pirate boat swing back and forth.
The ship's fun.
And the thing that goes around really fast, and they let's go reverse.
Let's not go reverse. How about you let me off?
I can't do that.
I can't scramble like that.
No way.
Yeah, so we'll probably do all that. And
what about the cage, the slingshot? I watched people do that the other day when I took my mom.
I can't do that either.
You know, they strap you in and they let you go.
I've done it. But see, that's the great thing. I've done it. So now I don't have to do it.
Good.
Lady called me the other day. She said, do you want to rappel down the building again for... I'm like, I've done it.
I'm good.
I'm good. I did it once. It was fascinating.
Tim did fate once.
Scared my butt off rappelling down a 20-story building with a rope.
Yeah.
And a dude holding it. Okay, there's a contraption up there, but still.
It's not natural.
It's not natural.
To allow yourself to lean back off a building.
She wanted me to extend the invitation to you guys, or if you guys would like to rappel down a building, you're more than welcome
to. Good.
But I was good. You know, once you've done it, fantastic.
You got to take her to see the animals. That's fun to feed.
Yeah, she'll have fun with that.
Yeah, I need to take a lot of
animals.
Right.
Hand wipes.
I'm sure we'll...
No, they have all that hand sanitizer there.
Everywhere.
It's not enough, Jenna. Never enough.
And you don't have to buy the food because a lot of people buy too much and they just give it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the animal food?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There were some babies there.
Tips.
I told you. I saw the goat baby plop out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The goat baby.
Just...
Yep.
Just on the ground, boom.
Mm-hmm. And then little kids were trying to feed it feed.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't eat feed yet. Yeah. It wants to nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was nursing. It was cute. There's lots of babies. Pig babies.
I got a cousin named Pig Baby.
I got to go back to the fair because I didn't even get to go see the animals with the kids.
That's my favorite part. It's like I beeline. I know exactly where it is. I go straight for the animals.
And they have a concession stand in the livestock area. Have you seen this?
Yeah, like, there's meat too close to the animals.
That's
I know.
The worst place to all you smell is poop.
To that pig's feet.
Cooking food. They're making food. I guess they make it in there. I don't know. They're selling it in there. I was like, that kind of kills my appetite.
So have goat meat euros?
Just teaching children, you know. Well, see that animal you just pet in there? Guess what you're eating right now, baby.
No, that's for real.
Circle of life.
Yeah, we eat those animals.
For real.
Yeah, my daughter wants to be vegetarian now because we told her bacon was pig.
Nah, she'll get over it.
Still waiting. Beer.
my hand. Beat the bang. Beat
yeah.
the bang.
You're going to be waiting a while, I think.
I think he's just getting all the important stuff out of the way. You know, he's got that whole pesky voice thing, got that whole tour thing, got that whole...
He's all busy.
Busy thing with going to see the president, I understand. But, you know, he's getting all that stuff out of the way so he can come hang out with me.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I do think it'll happen eventually.
I do, too. I just hope I'm there.
Yeah.
Just hope it's not the weekend I'm in Savannah or the weekend I'm in Seagaville, wherever. Just let me know, Blake.
What if he goes to the wrong bar? What if he does go to the Seagaville one?
Then I just have to go down there. I think the one, whichever one, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
You just want him to show up.
Just show up. Have a beer.
All right.
You have people at your bar on alert, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you know
we're on
happens.
Blake alert.
Okay.
We're on Blake alert.
Did you see that one guy that looks like Blake Shelton and was at the concert? His doppelganger?
We met a guy that looks a lot like Blake Shelton. What city were we in, Kelly? We were at an event in San Antonio,
yes.
San Antonio. And he did look a lot like Blake. Tall. You know, he looked a lot like Blake.
Yeah, this guy went to the Blake Shelton concert and was walking around, people taking pictures with him.
Yeah.
And his buddy was like, let's see how far you could take this. So he walked down towards the floor. Security let him through. They were, hey, Blake. He went by the stage. Security let him through in the back. He was walking backstage looking for Blake Shelton.
And then what happened?
Everybody was saying, hey, Blake. Somebody that knows Blake Shelton looked at him and said, get the heck out of here.
He should have had a microphone in his hand, just a fake mic going up on stage.
Yeah.
That's also kind of cool. It's like, oh, my God, you got to meet Blake.
Oh, yeah.
He looks so much like
him.
Exactly.
That concert he could get that access to. Yeah.
You would think so. And even when he walked out of the backstage area, they said that the security was like, oh, going out for another walk, Blake? So they still believed it was
him. He actually left with Gwen Stefani.
He did. He had a great night. All right, let's meet our contestant this hour. Danielle Hunt.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, Danielle?
You were the first one to call back. That means you get to play.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right.
What are you doing right now, Danielle?
Whoa, what was that?
Danielle?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh,
no way.
Oh, no way.
This has never happened.
No way.
No way.
All right, we've got to get Danielle back on the phone.
That was was that some buzzing or a honking?
Yeah, it sounded like her phone was buzzing.
Phone messed up.
All right, hold on. We'll give her a chance because she was the first one to call back.
Unless somebody else's.
What's the other? Oh,
oh, no. Oh, no. The good news is we do have her phone number.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay,
you can't control
where
the phone is.
Oh, yeah, she registered on Kid Live. Yeah.
While we try to get her, we'll give her a chance. Try to get her on the phone. We have.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Interesting.
Al's got a couple tidbit news for her. I got one for us, too.
Okay.
Go ahead, Al.
And I may have to give you a little bit more than a tidbit because this story is so bizarre.
Okay, I'll give you my tidbit because mine's real quick.
Tidbit
okay.
plus?
Yeah.
Tidbit plus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Special day.
Tidbit with some facts.
Okay.
But this is another one of don't do drugs, kids. Okay? So there's this guy in New York. I'm sure you may have heard about this, Jenna. You like these kind of stories.
Oh, okay.
Guy in New York kicked in his neighbor's door.
That's the exact story I have.
Oh, you guys didn't talk about?
No! Yeah! Okay, so you got more of the... More
another
of the,
first.
More, yeah. more of the behind.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
I only have, like, the headline.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let's check underwear, man, because we're... If we're
yeah, I know. Okay, check
undie check.
Check. What you got?
I just got black.
I got black!
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
We're killing it today.
Dude. Ridiculous. Okay, tidbit panty check.
I know. Well, we have to. We're
that's also
tidbit right
news.
So this guy tries to... Not funny, John.
I still want to know why I like this story. He tries to kick in a door.
He kicks in his neighbor's door to save the dog from a fire last week.
That is great. Isn't it?
Right?
Isn't that great?
What a hero.
I know. You think about that.
Yeah.
If your dog's home and there's a fire.
Oh, but wait.
But.
This is more.
Jenna.
Unfortunately, the guy that kicked the door in was on LSD and there was no fire. So he was arrested.
Oh, no.
New York man thought he was rescuing his neighbor's dog from a blazing house fire, but he ran into a snag. The house was not on fire.
Oh. He's still a hero in his head.
Neighbors told the station, the TV station, that Orchard, that's his name, Orchard, he ran from door to door in their housing development screaming, fire, fire. And nobody responded to the imaginary fire.
Yeah.
So he drove his BMW...
Fire!
Through a fence, broke into a house through the back door, went inside and pulled the family's large white dog out.
What a hero.
Outstanding. And then he's just standing there. hey, man, you know what? The house ain't on fire.
Oh, Orchard.
Oh, man.
Man, maybe that'll get him to quit that LSD stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah, that
so.
Doesn't sound like a fun trip.
No,
not at all. It makes you
terrified.
Yeah. BMW through. Yeah.
Yeah, the BMW, though, so things are kind of so they're going sad. Right for him a little bit. Have you seen all those people doing the hot pepper challenges, too? Trying to, I saw a guy try to smoke a hot pepper.
Smoke it.
He put it in a pipe or a bong, and he tried to smoke it. Not
How
a good
does
idea.
That work? Oh, like not cooked
stupid.
Smoke, like smoke smoke. Okay.
Yeah, stupid. And then a guy in San Francisco tried to eat a ghost pepper, a really hot one, and it tore a 1-inch hole in his esophagus.
Whoa! Wow. How hot was the pepper? That pepper
hot
was
enough.
Yeah.
My wife's friend had to go to the hospital because she ate a piece of lasagna that was too hot, and that burnt her esophagus.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, no. I'm like, over here panicking. I'm like, wait a minute.
Didn't I do this already? Well, we got to close it out, though.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Well, don't All right. I wasn't ready, because I could have.
I know.
Right.
I know you could have. Danielle, what happened?
Oh, my God, my phone disconnected. I fixed mine. I was trying to call me to say they called you.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, we heard it vibrating.
Yeah, it was insane. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
We got you back. That's the important thing.
Don't call Danielle anymore because we don't want it to disconnect this time because we want her to play Beat the Bank.
Right.
You know? Yeah. What are you up to right now, Danielle?
What?
Hmm? What are you up to?
What? Oh, I am about to get my little girl up to get ready for school.
Aww.
What grade is she in?
She's in kindergarten.
Aww. Kindergarten.
Great age.
Cute. All right, Danielle, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker will be in there with you. He's got some money. Yep. He's going to be throwing it your way, and it increases the longer you stay inside the vault. Now, your only job is to yell stop when you think the banker's gone as high as he's going to go, which he could get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop if he says that, because if you don't and the door closes on you, you get nothing. Okay, Danielle?
Right, okay.
And you got a kindergartner, and I'm sure she wants a bunch of stuff, so you could really use that money right now.
Oh, yes.
Al, how are you feeling this round?
Hold on, let me assess.
Assessing it.
I feel good, Danielle. I really feel good. I think after a day off, our banker is going to be a little generous today.
Yeah, especially after Kids Day.
That's how I feel.
Okay,
now,
we'll
please,
see.
Please, Miss Danielle, please use your own judgment. Please play responsibly.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right, Danielle. Let's see how much money you win when we play
Beat the Bank. $50, $140, $290, $350, $410, $440. 600. $730.
Stop.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one, Danielle.
There you go.
Risk taker you.
There you go, Danielle. 730. Big un.
Boom.
What are you going to do with that kind of cash?
I am probably going to just save it for my little girl.
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
That's right.
Somebody just posted like 5 more Fridays till Christmas or something today. I'm like, what?
It's going to sneak up real quick.
That's crazy.
Well, good for you, girl. Congratulations.
Thank y'all so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, no problem. Hey, for fun, we want to see if you bailed out at the last second. Okay, Danielle, you got $730. That's all yours. This is just for fun.
Okay, great.
$840.
Still good.
Is Al right today?
Oh, is Al on point?
$850.
Ooh.
$1,000.
Oh, on point today.
I hit it.
Well done. Hey.
Doesn't happen much.
That's okay, though.
That's all right.
$730. Nothing to be ashamed about there, Danielle. You enjoy that money, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, babe.
And what's your daughter's name?
Alyssa.
We'll have fun at kindergarten today. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Well, we'll play again in less than an hour. We'll call out 3 more names. Sign up at KidNation.com. If you haven't done so yet, you only have to do it once. And that's it. All right, coming up next.
Have whatever you like.
It's Whatever Wednesday. Yes, Kid Nation, you get to ask us things you may have missed.
Whatever you like.
Or bring up a tidbit story that we haven't brought up. Or talk about your favorite TV show, something you're passionate about. Whatever, it's up to you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll do Whatever Wednesday next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love letters to Kelly coming up in about 20 minutes, give or take a couple. We'll solve your problems right there. But right now, it's all about Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation.
All right.
We talk about what you want to talk about, stories you have heard about, or maybe something you missed on the show and you have a question about that. We'll answer it for you or try our best. The number one question coming in right now is how much have you guys raised during Kids Kids Day? I don't know.
We don't know
but
yet.
But I think Caroline's here. Caroline. Caroline.
Oh, there's Caroline.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Is that Caroline Craddock?
Jay.
Hold on 1 second.
Hey, wait.
You're the Caroline Craddock that works here?
Yeah. I just got hired.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know you worked here.
Yeah, I didn't either. That's
wow.
So weird.
That's crazy. Anyways.
That's our never bit. Gets old.
That's our bit.
See, the thing about having a bit is you never say, this is our bit.
We always do.
You're not very good at this.
It's our bit.
I didn't say it was our bit, did I?
No. JC just did.
I always say it's our bit.
This is professional, JC.
This is our bit.
Yeah.
We know each other.
It's like explaining a joke. Yeah.
Well, that's what I do. I explain my jokes and I explain my bits.
All right.
Anyways.
Do we know how much money we raise?
We are still tallying up the total.
Okay.
Because we, you know, there's a ton of ways to donate, so we're still trying to get it all together.
Right.
But you can still text. I got this question a lot last night. Like, oh my gosh, it's not Kids Kids Day anymore. Can I still donate? You can donate 365 days out of the year.
Yes.
So you can always text KIDD to 52,000 anytime
good.
You want.
Oh.
And you can go online at kidskids.com anytime you want.
What about leap year still?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, especially leap year.
Don't want to miss that extra day.
No, I know.
When do you think we can expect a total?
Probably by the end of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have to get our number from Canes and...
All right.
I get you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So by the end of the week, we'll have a estimate.
We will.
All right.
And then the final, hopefully, soon. Yep. We had a lot of celebs tweeting about Kids Kids yesterday. That was pretty cool.
So many.
One Republic was tweeting about Kids.
Andy Grammer.
Sophia Carson. Jordan Fisher.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Cool.
Awesome.
Sean Hook. Jordan Fisher, by the way, still, if you have not heard him sing, go check him out. I love his voice. But that was really nice. So then thank you to everyone. Thank you to Raising Cane's for donating 15%. I got myself some Raising Cane's. That was a good cheat day.
I got it for the office and y'all were all gone.
Sorry, Caroline.
But I had 50 chicken strips and they were literally gone in 15 minutes.
Yeah, right? You didn't need us.
You'll find somebody to eat them for sure. All right, so we'll get you that total on Friday. We'll get to the phones here. We have a couple questions.
Okay.
Including one for Jenna about her Snapchat here. Hey, Jessica.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning. You have a question for Jenna, huh?
I actually do. Jenna, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was just wondering how that dog from your Snapchat's actually doing, too.
The dog's
Did
great.
You
yeah,
drop
I said,
him?
Yeah, almost. Yeah. No, I actually dropped the phone. And so the dog was this tiny dog, you guys. Like, it was just abandoned. And it was, oh, my gosh, just a couple of months old. But, you can hold it in one
so
palm.
Cute.
Yeah, no, he, started to squirm and started to fall into my elbow. And I dropped my phone. And the snap ended. And everyone's like, oh, my God, you dropped that dog, Jenna. No, I said this morning, Jessica, I wanted to clear it up. I snapped last night, too, another photo of the dog. The dog's fine.
So he's good?
I dropped the phone. Yeah, the phone. I let go, not the dog.
How's
yeah.
the phone? Probably phones are too.
The
phone's fine?
Wasn't working for a little bit, but it's fine. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Jessica, thank
you. Yeah, I was freaking out. I saw him slipping down your shoulder almost. I was like, oh my gosh, Jenna, no.
I posted another photo of the dog to let everyone know it was okay.
He's alive.
But thank you. Yeah, and the dog was adopted.
Here's a clip of the dog falling. Thank you, Jessica. Have a wonderful day. Speaking of that clip right there. Is that small clip of a girl screaming y'all started using from Beat the Bank from the player last week?
Yes.
Yep. That is her, and that's the best one we've gotten ever. She's so excited.
Love that.
I hope she's okay with that.
She was a teacher.
Yeah, but I hope she's okay with it.
She's fine.
I mean, we can't remember her name.
Dana.
So, oh, there you go.
I may make that my ringtone.
I love
her. She will forever live in infamy.
She was so happy. When you're happy,
the funniest clip.
You make funny noises. It's good. That's fine. For whatever Wednesday from the text, I want to know if part-time Justin is really as broke as you guys make him out to be, or are you guys exaggerating? No, he really is broke.
He was, but now he's full-time, so he's balling now.
He's still broke.
He got money now.
Yeah. He got a little bit of money, but he still doesn't know how to save. I'm trying to teach him how to save.
We don't make much money to save. Everyone's in that boat when we first started here.
Shout
out. You just got to spend what you make.
Or you buy, I'm house broke right now.
Yeah, right.
Don't buy a house.
Still.
Oh, buy a house.
Don't buy a house.
Buy a house.
Well, buy a house, but.
But don't.
But you're not going to have money.
That's part of it.
Yeah. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
So you have a story about the Kelly Raspberry, huh?
Yes. I have been trying to get on the show for years to tell this story.
Kelly, why are you putting your face in your palms?
I don't know. Because you just don't ever know what to expect. It could go one of two ways.
Whatever wins.
Do you want to know if it's a good or a bad story before she starts?
No, just
tell
it. Just pull the Band-Aid off.
Okay. Go ahead,
Ashley. Here's the deal. This is pre-Allen, guys. So, pre-Allen. I was in sixth grade, so this is like probably 95, somewhere around in there. Kelly was working the night show, and a group of my friends, we were in an AAU basketball league, and we had just won a tournament, and our group song was Cotton Eye Joe, and we loved that song, and I called in, we were on the trampoline outside, and I asked Kelly Raspberry to play Cotton Eye Joe, and she said, "It's past your bedtime, little girl. I'm not playing Cotton Eye Joe." And I was like, "You're a witch," and hung up the phone. I was so upset because we were so excited and she wouldn't play our song.
I got some news for you.
I've never worked a nighttime show.
Oh, crap.
It wasn't night, but it was...
I've only worked morning. That might have been somebody pretending to be me because I've never worked anything but morning.
Kelly Fakeberry, maybe?
I mean, I'm really sorry you're mad at me, but I don't think that was me.
Yeah.
It was a fake one. Ashley.
Well, you know what? My friend and I were just talking about this story on Saturday, so I'm sorry that we've been upset at you for 15 years.
All these years, she's been so mad at you.
20 years.
I'm glad we cleared it up, though.
Yeah, it wasn't. She wasn't. We're never taking requests in the afternoon.
I wasn't a DJ. I've never been, that one shift in Florence, South Carolina that went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, but
that's okay.
I'm sorry.
I love to listen to you every day, and I miss kids so much.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got through. But
are you guys friends again?
I'm not going to say that wasn't me, but I really don't think that was me.
It wasn't me.
Okay, I love you guys.
We love you too, Ashley. Thank you for still listening,
Kelly,
even though the fake...
You should be ashamed of yourself, Kevin, not playing that girl.
You told her to go to bed.
Go to bed, little girl.
Go to bed.
That's just like what I would do.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Ashley, do you want to redo it and ask her all over again?
Yeah, Kelly, could you please play Cotton Eye Joe?
No!
Thank you for calling, Ashley. Have a wonderful day. Look at Kelly going with the
I'm
bit
sorry.
Right there.
I feel bad when people get mad at you for something. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel Ashley because when I was in high school, I remember I just got my driver's license and I'm driving to go pick up my girlfriend for a date. And I called the radio station, and Hitman Hayes picked up.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
Hitman Hayes.
Hitman Hayes picked up. So, hey.
Hitman Hayes.
I'm already feeling cool. And I'm like, hey, man, can you play Keith Sweat Nobody for me and my girl? It was Friday Night Mix. And he goes.
Dedicated to nobody?
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, bro, I got you. And I was like, am I going to be on the radio? He's like, yeah, man, you're going to be on the radio. Make sure you listen in about 5 minutes. So I jam over to her house, pick her up. I have her in the car within the 5 minutes. And sure enough, he starts the break, and he's like, hey, who's this? And I'm like, hey, what's up? It's Jose. What do you want to hear, Jose? Hey, can I hear Keith Sweat, Nobody for Me and My Girl? And Hitman Hayes goes, no, you idiot. It's Friday Night Mix. We're playing cool music. And then he hits a cool song.
Oh, no.
I ended up working for him for 5 years.
He apologized.
No, he didn't apologize.
Sure put out a hit on Hitman.
Hitman Hayes. Jerk. Still love him.
Though. That was funny. Yeah.
Turns out he's a nice guy.
That's another bit idea, though. What are you mad at? What are you mad at us about that you've been mad at for years?
Yeah. She's been holding that grudge for years.
20 years.
95.
Yeah. 20
since 1995.
And it wasn't even you.
Was it,
right? Oh, no. I bet you there's a lot of grudges being held against us that are not
us. Oh, yeah.
There's got to be some.
That happens all the time. You didn't take a picture with me. I was like, I wasn't even at what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we have somebody that's been on hold for quite a while.
Oh, boy. Nerd set.
Hello, caller. You're on the phone right now.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
What's your name?
Emma Kelly.
Hi, Emma Kelly.
Emma Kelly who?
Raspberry.
Oh. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Emma Kelly. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, we got some harmony there from Caroline Craddock.
Thank you.
Made it sound right.
Yay.
Yay.
You want to come by the bar and get a couple of drinks for your birthday tonight?
No, thank you.
Okay. No, thank you.
Good girl, Emma Kelly.
Polite response.
Are you excited about going to the fair today, Emma Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I told your mommy you got to go see the animals. You can feed. There's a baby goat.
That's my favorite part. Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
What's your favorite part?
All the way.
The Taylor Swift thing.
The Taylor Swift thing?
Experience is there.
Oh, I didn't see
Wait, what is that?
It's like a traveling museum of Taylor Swift memorabilia.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be like an exhibit of her ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you going to be for Halloween this year, Emma Kelly?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, there you go. That's right. Super into it. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, we got a big day planned. I'm so excited. My little girl's 10.
Oh.
Double digits.
Hey, Emma Kelly. Are you ditching school today for your birthday?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I'm leaving early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to tell them you're not feeling well and then you're going to leave?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No.
We won't tell anybody.
No, I already talked to her teacher about it. We're good.
Here, Kelly. It's for Emma Kelly to get some coupons.
Big Al's giving you $20 for your birthday,
babe. I don't have cash on me right now, you guys.
You're welcome, baby.
He wants you
to spend it at the fair.
At the fair. Make sure you spend it at the fair, okay?
Okay.
Okay, baby.
Here.
Take care. We love you.
Oh, and JC's giving you something. Let's see what JC's giving you.
It's Connor. He's a life coach.
Okay.
Oh, JC wants to hook you up with his life coach friend.
Okay.
Every 10-year-old needs a life coach.
Do you need some direction? Are you doing okay in your life right now?
I think so.
Okay,
I'll take
Jenna
that
has
back.
A lighter for Emma Kelly. He's got a lighter.
No lighters for Emma Kelly.
Let's see what else I got. Oh, I got a studio.
A Starbucks cup.
Let's see.
Right, we're good.
Hey, Emma Kelly. Hey, Emma Kelly.
What?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Oh, boy.
She didn't even give you a courtesy laugh.
Nobody laughs.
You want to explain it? That's your bit, right?
You remember the good old days?
Explain it.
Yeah.
See, the cow interrupted her.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened right there. You guys,
all right, happy birthday, baby. I'll see you in a little bit, okay?
Happy birthday, Emma Kelly.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Speaking of the fair, I get to cook at the fair tomorrow.
What?
You are?
Yeah.
What?
Because I'm a celebrity chef.
What are you cooking?
I'm pairing up with another chef, Chef Uno, who makes like Mexican Asian fusion food.
Oh, wow, interesting.
So we're doing this like wonton, but it has like chicken
taco
and chipotle
meat?
And cheese.
Taco
in
wonton?
It.
An enchilada wonton?
Yeah.
That would be delicious.
See? You scoffed at first, didn't you?
Yeah.
So
it's be good.
It's a wonton taco.
Yeah.
Wonton.
Chef Uno?
Chef Uno. She's awesome.
Mexican Asian fusion.
Yeah, we're doing guacamole with yuzu.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a chef.
I have no idea what that
yuzu.
Is.
Yuzu. Is that like ponzu?
Yuzu. Chicken yuzu. In there somewhere.
Isn't that an actress?
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up
yuzu
next.
Yuzu broke up the Beatles.
Explain your joke.
Okay, yuzu.
No, okay. All right, we got Love Letters to Kelly coming up next. We'll solve all your relationship issues with Kelly Raspberry.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Less than 10 minutes away from three names being announced for round two of Beat the Bank.
Cool.
Danielle won $730 in round one. Could have been $1,000 if she held on a little bit longer, but sometimes you got to play it safe. And she was risky because the banker was taking a long pause.
Yeah.
So we'll play there. Less than 8 minutes away as of now. But right now we got to get into it and get some love advice from the Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
With
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have a baby together. Not planned, but very loved. We never brought up the conversation of getting married, so I casually brought it up the other day. He said he never wants to get married since it's, quote, just a piece of paper. Every girl's dream is to get married. Am I wrong to be hurt about that? What should I do? We have a great relationship, but I want marriage in my future. Not even now, but long term, and he doesn't. Audra.
You know, he told you how he feels about it. You're living as a married couple.
Apparently.
And So I guess in this situation, you just keep living as a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, that's what you want. He's telling you it's what he doesn't want. But there's no telling down the line he might have a change of heart about it and see that it is important to you. I wouldn't beat him over the head about it. I would just love him and show him, you know, what good wife material you are, I guess. I mean, that's what do you do? Your options are to leave and go find somebody who will marry you, and then you're breaking up the family you've started with this man, or just stay. I mean, there are other people who have made it work. You look at people like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. They have been together in a committed relationship for decades.
Yeah.
With no piece of paper binding
them together.
But they're
on the same page.
But they are on the same page. But were they always? I don't know. We don't know what goes on, you know, in the private conversations.
True that.
It could come for you eventually, but now that you've made your feelings known, you're going to have to just accept that's his choice for now.
That's it, yeah.
And just keep living your life, because your choices are to carry around resentment about it.
Right.
And you're living in misery, or just say, you know what, I got a good guy who's here for me and my kid. We're committed. I'm committed in my heart. I mean, it's not the ideal situation, but that's your situation.
I think there's a lot of guys out there who couldn't care less about a wedding, but they do it because it means so much to the girl. I was that guy. I think weddings are a waste of money, and I thought we could have used it towards a down payment of a home.
Mm-hmm.
But Kinsey was telling me how much she looked forward to this day. I'm not losing any. Like, it's her day. So
she's not DQing the wedding. He's talking about marriage
in general.
Weddings,
the marriage.
That's a very common misconception.
Marriage and weddings
are two very different things.
I think a lot of men, too, they feel like, I'm here voluntarily, but if you make me sign a piece of paper, then suddenly it's like, oh, I have to be here.
Right.
You know, and it's a mental thing with
them.
Yeah,
it kind of is, I think.
Never is just a bad word to have in your vocabulary in a relationship.
Not
you can't
now.
Predict anything. Yeah, right. To say, I never want this, I never want that. It's just so exclusive. Yeah.
But you, I mean, what are you going to do? Punish him?
No.
You allowed it to get this far.
Right.
If you didn't have a baby, you could
know?
Leave.
Yeah, if you didn't have a baby, you could
no
leave.
Problem.
But now you've got a little family. What are you going to do?
Do what's right for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been with my husband for over 10 years now, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
When asked, he shrugs and says he doesn't know. Now, we have some good times together.
No.
But so much of what he says to me is negative. I still care for him, but our daughter even notices how he treats me. I'm wondering if I should give up on this marriage. On one hand, I feel like I'm selling myself short, and I deserve so much more in a partner than this. On the other, maybe this is as good as it gets, and I should just honor my commitment. I'm afraid to be alone, and afraid I'll never find that magical someone else who loves me and treats me well. How do I make such a big decision? That's Nadine.
Well, you need to have an honest conversation with him. I mean, just a really honest one, and say, you know, look, if this is as good as it's going to get, you know, I'd appreciate
with him.
With you, honey. I still love you. I want to make this work. If you can't agree to work on this with me, I just don't see how you can live the rest of your life in misery. Yeah. And especially if now your daughter's picking up on it. I just don't, you know, and I hate to tell somebody, well, just divorce him. Just run off and divorce him. No, I mean, if you really put forth the effort to save the marriage, if you say, can we please go to counseling and try to work through this? If he refuses to go with you, go alone. Talk to somebody, and as long as you know you've put in a valiant effort and you've done everything you can to save it, I truly don't, my ideas about marriage and commitment and stuff have changed and evolved or devolved, or I don't know what the word would be, I don't think that God, if you're a very religious person, wants you to spend the rest of your lives miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what my God wants for me.
Right.
And even though, you know, you made a commitment and stuff, it's like, but if you're the only one in it, are you expected to still sit there? I just don't, you know, it's a dilemma I have in my heart.
I know a guy that, everybody knows a guy that got divorced after 25 years.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is even sadder than, you know, than breaking the marriage up early, you know, staying there and being miserable for 25
years. But honoring the commitment, then you get to a point in your life, you're like, I've only got so much time left on this earth.
Man.
Do I want to stay here where I'm miserable, or do I want to go out and try to grab some happiness?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a kid involved. When you have a child involved, it just changes everything, you know?
And
I know somebody like a Dr. Laura would be sitting on here yelling at you to suck it up. This is, you know, she's so mean. Have you ever listened to her?
Dr. Laura?
Yeah.
She's so mean.
She's still
I know I rant
she
sometimes.
She keeps it real.
But, I mean, she's just mean.
And she would say, you just suck it up for your daughter and you put on a happy face and you're committed to your 18. She doesn't even believe single mom should date until after the kids are up and out of the house.
Are you serious?
Seriously. She thinks you should move in with, you should hear her advice sometimes.
No.
Move home with your parents so your child has a good father figure, and then don't date until they're grown and gone.
Well, they feel
like,
you're...
Well, what's wrong with dating?
You can teach them a lot of lessons.
Yeah.
And you're doing how to act in a relationship.
Yeah.
So anyway, my advice is do everything you can. Be satisfied in your heart.
Earn your way
out. That you have done everything you can do. And I just don't believe you should live a life in complete misery.
Right.
But let him know this is the situation, and he might be like, fine, go. And then there's your answer.
And honestly, don't put it all on yourself, because if you think you're not honoring the commitment, he's not honoring the commitment loving you.
Love, honor, and obey, right?
So if he's saying he's not loving you, he doesn't love you anymore, he's not honoring his commitment.
That's a shame.
So it's on him.
It's awful.
Don't put it on you. We'll read the names for Beat the Bank after this next letter.
Okay. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
On a similar note, dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
Me and my wife, it's from the man, me and my wife have been married for 5 years. I work long hours. I drive a dump truck. Yeah.
Ooh, that's manly.
Manly job. When I come home late or I stop and get fuel and I'm not home at a certain time, my wife thinks I'm cheating on her.
Well, how long are you taking to get gas?
You know what, Kelly? Sometimes with those big trucks, it takes a while to fill them bad boys up.
Well, if he was having an affair, the mistress isn't getting a good deal.
Right. I would never cheat. I take our wedding vows to heart. We have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I would never jeopardize my relationship with her. She's my rock and my world. What do I do? Thank y'all for making my morning drives great.
I'm afraid this is true for a lot of paranoid women who are insecure. There's nothing less sexy than an insecure woman, I'm finding out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just, again, have a conversation with her. What do I need to do to prove to you that I love you? You're the light of my world. Shower her with little compliments and, when you stop at a gas station, pick her up a payday if that's her favorite candy bar. Just something. Show her little gestures. But these women, y'all are some of you need to take a little reality check. Yeah, I do that to my husband too. Because if you keep accusing him of cheating, guess what? One day he's gonna look at a girl. It's like, well, she's accusing me of it anyway.
Might as well do it.
Might as well. I'm paying the price and living in hell when I haven't done anything. And so why not at least do it?
Or maybe she is, right? Don't they say when people are paranoid and accused because they are?
I think a lot of women just get, especially after you have kids, you get insecure, you put on a little weight, you tell your husband you don't want to turn the lights on anymore, if you know what I'm talking about, and you get real insecure. Which what I'm finding out as I get older is men don't really care. You have a little squishy belly. They really don't care.
Oh, right. We dig you.
Yeah. Right. It's like, and they, the thing that really, when I do it around Alan, if I say anything negative about myself, his body language just shuts down.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. They hate that. So just a woman needs to be confident in her relationship. Act like I'm the, and I got my man, and need to hush up with all this insecure
talk.
Pick
her up and take her to the gas station with you and go get gas. Make it a date night in the dump truck.
Yeah, right. Come straight home and say, you want to go get gas with me, honey? No, I'm not going to get gas with you. I got to get dinner on the table. Well, then what do you want me to do?
Yeah, at least you asked.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you're showing her you're willing to bring her along.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one. We'll get to Love Letters to Kelly again next week. Write us at kidnation.com.
I really want to drive a dump truck.
We could probably make that happen.
Like, do the gears.
Go to that big man's playground.
Oh, yeah.
We can do the excavators.
I have a dream. Yeah. I'm going to have to get out there.
Extreme sandbox.
That's what it is.
Where you get to drive dump trucks and cranes and stuff.
Mm, excavators and all that good stuff. The crane. Yeah, that'll be fun. A dude's night out or day out.
Yep.
All right. We have three names that we're going to call out right here. All you got to do is be the first one to call us back so you can play Beat the Bank. Big Al Mack, you have those names?
Sure. Jamie, Feranda, Ed, Job, Kayla, Jacob. Kayla, Jacob, Ed, Job, Jamie, Feranda. You have 10 minutes starting now to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It might be Ed Joby, but I think it's Job. J-O-B-E.
Ed Joby?
I don't know.
Jobe.
Give us a call. And if this was not one of your names, hey, chill out. Because if they don't call back, it's on you. We'll open it up to everybody. All right?
10 minutes start now. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Stupid criminals should do time.
Well, play, then I'll give you details.
Okay. Dumb criminal stories are my favorite.
Dumb criminals rock.
Because they make you feel like a genius, you
dumb
know?
Criminals rock. If you're a dumb criminal,
thank you.
You keep doing what you do. Because we get very... You amuse me. You entertain me.
All right. We'll hear about that story here. But right. First, let's meet Ed Job. Hi, Ed.
Hey.
Is it Job or Joby?
It's Job.
Of course it is.
Jobe.
Jobe went fancy. What are you up to right now, Ed?
I'm just driving to work.
Nice. What do we do?
I'm like a supervisor.
Okay.
Location.
Oh, you nice.
You got to tell people what to do and stuff.
Nice. Boss man.
Lucky.
Boss Joe. Jefe.
Pretty much.
All right, my man.
Have you ever had to fire anyone, Ed?
No. Don't do that.
Oh, so you like the good boss.
Fun correct. Boss. Fun boss.
Fun boss don't fire nobody. Right there.
That's right.
Are you married or single, Ed?
Single.
Single. So this is all going for you, buddy.
All for me.
This is all for you, Ed. Big Al Mack, will you tell our friend Ed how to play?
Sure, Ed. We're going to put you on our Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, and you are going to hear the banker holler out dollar amounts. They're going to increase. All right? When you hear one that you kind of like, just say stop. Simple. Then you get that last dollar amount that you heard. But if the door closes before you say stop, then Ed, I'm afraid you will not get anything.
Nothing for you.
Nothing for you, sir.
You know how gotcha. It works, right, Ed?
I do know how it works.
Okay.
Hopefully it's as good as last round.
Oh, yeah. See, he was listening.
Do you care to hear how Al's feeling, or you just want to go it on your own?
You know... Let's hear how Al feels.
Why not?
I would like for you to hang in there and have the patience of Job, because I think it will pay off for you, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But he does not know.
But I don't know.
He has no clue.
He doesn't. And we do want you to win because we don't want the boss to go into work angry.
Right.
We want you to be happy.
There you go.
All right, Ed. Let's see how much money you win when we play
Beat the Bank.
$130 $220 $310 $360 $410 $460 520
Stop.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
That's all right.
What's up? 520,
I believe.
I think so. 520.
Mr. Ed Job. What on earth are you going to do with $520, sir? Found money.
Spend it all on myself.
All for you.
My man.
Honest man right there, Ed.
All right.
Hey, Ed, just for fun, we want to see how high it would have gone. You already got $520. Let's see how the banker was feeling.
All right.
$560.
Close. Hey!
Ed!
Good job, Ed.
You've got good instincts.
Good job, Ed.
Good instincts.
Yeah.
Well done, Ed. Edward Jobe. I feel like you could use that if you're in a fancy place.
Yeah.
Edward Jobe.
Jobe.
You can use that to make a reservation. Edward Jobe.
That's a spy
name. That's
what
you should do. Use that name. Take yourself, treat yourself to a fancy dinner. Edward Jobe.
Jobe. Edward Jobe.
All right, my man.
I'm just digging on that name.
I just like him. I like Ed.
You can say differently. Yeah.
I like his last name.
Yeah.
Well, congrats, Ed. Enjoy it.
You ain't got no Joe Bay. You ain't got something to do.
But he has some Monet.
All right, hold on for us, Ed. We'll hook you up. All right, Big Al Mack.
Mm.
What's this dumb criminal you were talking about?
Well, let me go back here. A man entered a store and allegedly concealed, Kelly, a Venetian blind down one trouser leg and up the back of his jacket.
Oh, my gosh.
I would imagine he would walk funny.
Can you get a visual on this? A Venetian blind. Apparently, it was a pretty good-sized Venetian blind. It's down one pant leg, and it's sticking up. He's got a hoodie, and the Venetian blind is even taller than his head.
It's on Kid TV right now.
This guy's an idiot.
And he tries to walk out of the store with said Venetian blind. I saw him. He's, like, walking all stiff on one leg with the Venetian blind in his jacket. And of course, they follow him.
Aw.
And they, he...
Profiling?
He gets cornered in it. What? I walked in with this Venetian blind. And he dropped, somehow he dropped the Venetian blind and got away.
He did?
No idea how he did that.
Man.
But, oh, a Venetian blind, all the things. I guess
yeah, that you're stealing.
That must be, that's a man that was stealing out of necessity.
Or did
he needed them blinds.
Right. Yeah, he needed some blinds. Like his wife is probably on him, you know, baby, the sun is coming in here in the morning time. I can't concentrate.
Can't get no sleep.
I need some blackout curtains or some Venetian blinds. And he went and got some Venetian blinds.
Did you hear this? Speaking of dumb criminals, this girl in Florida got her dad and said, hey, dad, can you drive me to the bank for a job interview? And he's like, sure, baby. Finally, you're going in for a job interview. I'll take you to the bank for your job interview. So she walks in there.
No.
Please don't tell
walks
me.
Out. A couple days later, she's arrested because she turned out to have asked for the ride so she could go rob the bank.
That was the quickest interview ever.
Her dad was her getaway car.
Her dad is like, I didn't get the job. Faster.
I didn't get the job. Go.
Poor dad. Took your daughter for a bank robbery. Man. Arrested the next day. Stupid she criminals. Didn't get away with it.
Love me some stupid criminals.
They're out there, Al. They're out there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to our boy. Ed Job for winning $520 with Beat the Bank.
Jobe. Eduardo Jobe.
On the weekend. I was having an in-depth conversation with hot intern Jordan.
Really?
About Scream Queens in the back.
Wow. Because,
you know, I like that show. Kelly and I watched it last season.
Yeah, because your boy is on it.
Yeah. And it came back. And I've been on record as saying that Chad Radwell is perhaps one of the funniest and best characters ever created on TV.
Man, that's a bold statement.
I know it is, because there's a lot of great characters that have been created.
Urkel?
He's up there.
Yeah.
Definitely up there. Stephanie Tanner, you're there.
You're there.
Zach Morris,
wow.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
Right.
But this week, spoiler alert, if you're watching Scream Queens and not caught up, we're about to talk about stuff. Did you hear what they did on Scream Queens to Chad Radwell?
No,
I did. I have, honestly, JC, I have not watched. I've got them all on DVR waiting to binge watch.
Don't watch, Kelly.
Too much other stuff going on.
Our beloved Chad Radwell has been murdered.
Really?
Now, you thought maybe it was a joke like they did with Nick Jonas from season one.
Right. I thought it was because he was supposed to be getting married to Chanel 5.
Finally.
And he ended up dropping from the ceiling onto the table. And I thought that was just Chad being Chad. And he was being dramatic. And then the next episode, it was going to start with him popping up and going, hi, I just wanted to make it dramatic. Let's get married. But it turns out
He's dead. Doorknob dead.
Like Niecy Nash was in there crying for him. Chanel was crying. He's dead.
Don't they always like have ghosts, though? I mean, that's the thing about shows like that.
That's what Empire did with, what's her name? The white chick.
Rhonda.
Yeah.
He could still be on as a ghost.
They could because Taylor Lautner's character is dead on that show.
And he's still
already?
Spoiler. No, he's dead. Like, he's just, he's dead.
Post-spoiler.
And that's why he became a doctor. He became a doctor to find out why he's dead, but still walking around.
Oh, I don't get it. I guess I'll get it if I watch it.
Yeah.
A medical show and he's dead. Yeah, he'll be back on the show.
Glenn?
Yeah.
I hope so.
How is he doing? How is your bromance?
We text here and there. I think he's really busy right now.
Yeah, I know. That's what they say. So he's just not that into you.
Well, there was a...
That was Blake.
I think he's... Yeah.
Real busy.
I think they were talking about starting a Captain America movie. Or not Captain America, Captain Planet.
Yeah, Leo's doing it, right?
Leo's doing it.
He's
and
producing it.
And apparently Glenn was one of the people that they were talking about having on the show. Or in the movie with him.
So maybe he is blossoming.
So yeah, he's blossoming so much that perhaps he just can't do Scream Queens anymore.
And that's going to be the tipping point.
Yeah.
If he gets a movie like that, bye, JC.
No, we'll still be friends, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He'll still text us. He'll text me back sometimes.
Now, once you go big screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been big screen.
Once you go superhero.
Yeah.
No old friends.
Hashtag blossoming hard.
Blossoming hard?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's blossoming hard right now. He's going to be in a movie with Leo.
Okay.
Seems very...
Odd choice of words.
I can't think of the word right now. There's a big English term I'm trying to think of right now.
Well, when it comes to English terms, I'm your man.
I can't think of it.
Not straight?
Speaking of TV shows.
Yeah.
AMC's The Walking Dead returns Sunday at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. And we have some special stuff to give away here.
Trips to L.A.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get somebody on the phone. Breanne Kelton, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
You're good?
How are you?
You out of breath?
You good?
Yes, I'm like freaking out.
Are you running away from zombies?
No.
Always. Always.
So you're a big fan of The Walking Dead, right?
Yes, I am.
You went to KidNation.com and you signed up?
Yes, I did.
Well, Jenna has some good news for you.
You are going out to L.A., girl.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay!
And you get to take a plus one. You and a guest are going to be part of the studio audience for that post show they do on AMC. AMC's Talking Dead. Yes, and then you're also going to get some passes to tour the Walking Dead attraction that is just open now at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Nice.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so you get plane tickets, two nights hotel, round trip transportation in L.A., get to go to that filming of the show and go see that attraction. It's going to be a fun trip. Who are you going to take?
I have no clue. I wasn't expecting to win.
Oh, really? You always have to be expecting, Brianna. You got to have your go-tos.
Yeah. Well, I'll find somebody.
I'm sure people will find you.
Trip to L.A., yeah, you'll find somebody real fast.
Make it like a girlfriend's trip. Take your best friend and go find some dudes.
Yeah, why not? Find a zombie dude.
Maybe one of the actors from the show?
Yeah, it's that easy.
I think it's easier for girls to get the actors than it is for us guys to get the... Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Like that's why we all have one?
100%. Like, unless you're like super good looking and you end up with Margot Robbie like that one dude. But Brianne, you have fun out there, okay?
All right. Thank y'all so much.
No, thank you for signing up at KidNation.com.
Ready to go.
That's how we do it right there. Walking Dead this Sunday, 9, 8 Central. I'll probably get into that. Maybe they could bring Chad Radwell into that show.
Oh, my God.
You're trying. Let him go, dude.
I can't.
Are you his agent?
You call me psycho fan for fan guying over Blake. You're really obsessed.
No, Al, you're more obsessed.
Yeah, come on, bro. You bought him a wench. I've never bought Glenn anything.
It's a very practical gift.
Yeah, but you tweet him. JC texts his.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.